Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Friday. Summary. A lawyer stepped up to Jesus and asked him a question. And we read in the Bible in Matthew chapter 22, verse 35, it was in the way of tempting Jesus. Tempting Jesus. This was the reason. And he asked, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Now, these are not only 10, there are even more, but the 10 commandments are the heart. And out of the 10, what is the greatest one? So this is a theme of discussion. This will be endless. This is as if you ask, should we eat or should we drink? Everything is important. And Jesus made an interesting answer. Very interesting. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. So there's another one. No, it's the top. It's the nail in the wall where the others are hanging on. Now, when you look at Jesus' answer, he goes on, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. These are the two nails. They are two tablets of stone. One, organizing the relationship to God. The other one, organizing the relationship to all the people around you. It's like the cross. The first one is loving God. Second one, loving your neighbor. And these two together, they are the great and most important commandment. Because in these two, love, hang the rest. The rest will follow. As Jesus says in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is the point. If you love me, then. Very often, people take only one part. Either they say, keep the commandments. But you're not able to without love. On the other hand, love. We love Jesus, but we don't care of keeping the commandments. We only say we love Jesus. It's only testimony of lips. But it's not reality. And the two belong together. If you love me, you keep my commandments. One is number one, and the next is number two. So when Jesus is asked, what is the great commandment? Love. Towards God and towards your neighbor. With all your heart. Then these tablets and stone will come alive. Then everything on this planet will come into order. Then things will function in a new way. There will be happiness. No more stealing, no more robbery, no more breaking of the marriage vow. You don't have to be afraid of anyone. No one will kill you. No more wars. Nothing. Nowhere any blood on the ground because someone has been killed. Nothing. Imagine 10 points. If you love God, you are able to keep the commandments. Then it is easy, John says in his first letter.